Lead scientist for the Lassofrère monitoring team, Lloyd Lynch, provided an overview of the level of monitoring currently in place at Lassofrère. Mr. Lynch said work is being done to restore the monitoring network back to full strength.
We lost some monitoring capability, so we aren't able to detect the actual dome growth if a new dome was being in place. However, we still have some stations. The closest one is about 3-4 kilometers, Walibo. So we can still detect small earthquakes and to some level assess seismologically what's going on at the volcano. There is an open system inside the crater. And with that open system, we can also detect if new material is coming in, because if new material comes in, we'll have a change in the gas flux or gas composition. We're still doing these gas measurements. That seems to be stable. If new material comes in, we expect to see a change. So with the remaining stations and the gas measurements and GPS and the tilt that we are going to put in the next week or so, we should have good surveillance capability moving forward.
Mr. Lynch noted that rehabilitation in the red zone must be properly managed as the volcano is still active, although it is in a much quieter phase.
There is, however, a low but not insignificant risk that you could have small explosions in the coming months. We don't expect, and this is based on knowledge from previous eruptions of this volcano, volcanoes of similar chemistry from around the world. We don't expect large eruptions to take place in the coming months. Good. So the rehabilitation process can take place, beginning with the yellow zones. Good. And in the as time progresses, we expect that the risk, this low but not insignificant risk, will diminish. Good. So you could have rehabilitation in the red zone as time progresses. However, this has to be managed.
And Mr. Lynch suggested that certain key factors must be taken into consideration when managing the rehabilitation process.
Before the eruption, we had a hazard map. When you're talking about rehabilitation, you have to, the discourse has to be about risk. Now, risk is a function of hazard and vulnerability and exposure. So the discourse now has to be focused on vulnerability. Vulnerability is a factor that is dependent on demographic pressure, for example. We're talking about the density of the population, unsafe settlements, access to services, basic services. It's dependent on social factors such as literacy, community participation, poverty level. It's also dependent on economic diversification and accessibility. So the discourse has to be fashioned around this while we are talking about rehabilitation of people.
And that was Lloyd Lynch, the lead scientist for the Lassofrère monitoring team. I'm Leslie DeBeek with today's Lassofrère Volcano Update.